Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and today I am proud to be with Rob Parker, President of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks, Scott. So glad to be here.
There's an event coming up called the National Civics Bee.
Yep.
I don't know a whole lot about this, but it sounds like an awesome event coming up.
Yeah, so the Chamber's really wants to be engaged in civics and mm-hmm. bringing back a conversation about how to do government better. Mm-hmm. And we thought the best way to start is with the middle school ages. So 6th, 7th, and 8th graders can apply for this Civics Bee. All you need to do is go to the Chamber of Commerce, Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Go to our website. Mm-hmm. There's a link there. And if you're in the 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, you can apply by filling out an essay. And some of the questions might be, identifying a problem facing your community. How might a citizen solve that problem? Write a 500-word essay that includes the following. And it has mm-hmm. the details. So it's a way for kids to think about how to better their community at a younger age.
Oh, yeah. I bet you get some fantastic answers, too.
I'm hoping. This is our first year, so I haven't seen any yet.
Now, this is open to any child in Kosciuszko County?
Nope. It's much bigger than Kosciuszko.
Much bigger, okay.
The whole state and actually beyond our state. If somebody wants to come to Kosciuszko, they can.
Okay.
I believe there are 8 chambers that are participating in this Civics Bee this year in the state of Indiana, and I know there are other states that are doing it as well. But any middle school age student, or for Warsaw, 6th graders are elementary age, but they can submit the essay, and if they win, there's prize money. There's prize money here locally. We're going to give $500 to the top prize winner, a minimum of $500, $250, and $100 for second and third.
Okay.
If it goes to the state, those prizes are doubled, prize amounts. And then from there, the state winners go on to a national level. And for who wins that at the state level, there is a stipend for parents to a parent to travel with their student to participate in this awesome contest.
All right, along with Rob Parker, we're also here with Mackenzie Parker, no relation to Rob. She's our new Main Street Warsaw and Kosciuszko Chamber events coordinator. So you're coordinating this event, Mackenzie. What are the deadlines? When do these essays have to be completed and turned in?
The deadline is quickly approaching. Actually, it's going to be this Monday is the last day to get your essays in. So get them in by January 22nd. Again, this is for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students. So all are welcome to apply.
Right. Now, not only, again, it's for homeschoolers. It's for anybody, not even in Kosciuszko County, as Rob said. It's for anybody in that age range.
Right, which is a really great opportunity. So everyone should take advantage of it for sure.
Sure. Now, remind us one more time, if they want to enter an essay, where do they go and how do they do it?
It's super easy. You guys can go to the kchamber.com website and go under the events tab. There's a National Civics Bee link there, and you guys can go ahead and submit your essay and fill out the application.
Well, thank you, Mackenzie.
So go to Kosciuszko Chamber, look for Civics Bee, click on the link, and submit your essay.
Okay, and this is open to like homeschoolers as well?
Anybody in that age group. Yep.
Oh, it's fantastic. So it's kind of like a spelling bee, only for civics.
That's exactly right. So it's so cool. So you write an essay, there will be judges who will judge the essay, and then the top 20 essays, essayists, the people who write those essays, will mm-hmm. be invited to attend a live event on April 9th at the Warsaw Community High School in the Performing Arts Center. That will start at 5:30. If you submit an essay, please make sure that you block out April 9th, because if you submit one and we pick you as the top 20, we want to make sure you're here and compete for the top prize.
Sure. Now, Rob, do you still need – I heard that you need judges. Do you still need judges?
I think we're getting close to that, but yes, that if you would like to be a judge either at the live event or the online survey, please reach out to me, mm-hmm. rparker@kchamber.com. Mm-hmm. That's rparker@kchamber.com. I'd love to have judges, so just check with me as soon as you can.
Okay. Rob, thank you for all you do for our community. I don't think people understand just how many board of directors you're on, how many things. You're not only the president of, and CEO of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, but also Main Street Warsaw. And just thank you for all your service you do to our community. It's a lot of it's unseen.
Scott, I'm just very proud to live in this community, and it's an honor to do what I do.
Well, thank you so much.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. It's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Christian Eicher from Blue Skies Renovations. Welcome, Christian.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
So, Christian, love the name, first of all, but what can you tell us about Blue Skies Renovation?
Well, Scott, I thought maybe I would do a who, what, when, where, why, and how. And I think that should kind of cover all the bases for now.
That's a great idea. Okay, well, let's start with the who.
Yes, okay. So my name is Christian Eicher, husband to my beautiful wife, Taylor, father to a beautiful daughter, Willow, and soon to be father of another beautiful girl coming early spring.
Oh, man, that's great. Congratulations. All right, now let's get to the what portion.
Certainly. So I'm actually going to tackle the when, where, why, and how as well.
Okay,
for starters, my company's name is Blue Skies Renovations, and I started this in April of 2022. Mm-hmm. After we moved to Atwood, Indiana, it's just about 10 minutes west of Warsaw, and we just love it there. We love it in Warsaw. We love Atwood. Atwood's kind of on the... We're trying to rise up and kind of get back to its former glory.
Yeah.
Been developing connections with others who also have the same desire to bring Atwood back on the map.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love Atwood. I remember I used to play basketball in the little Quonset Hut gym. Some of my great memories were there when I was in elementary school and with Baker Youth Clubs.
So here's the why and then the how. One of the biggest reasons why I wanted to create Blue Skies is because I hear far too many stories of homeowners, business owners, or anyone looking to get any kind of project done. And there's just too many horror stories out there, Scott. Now, there are some laws and regulations between county and state that are designed to protect and prevent against unfortunate mishaps, but these stories still pop up. And it does go both ways. So Blue Skies is on a mission to bring, well, blue skies to people. In other words, bring peace of mind to whoever you may be, whether it's a small project or a big one, like building a whole house.
Wow, you cover the whole range then.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's awesome.
Blue Skies strives to be as transparent, encouraging, and reliable as best as we can. There are many more objectives we'd like to use, adjectives. Although, if I could just add one more for now, that would be accountable.
Accountable? That's interesting. Why is that?
Well, Scott, that's just another bullet point on the peace of mind category to me. So, yeah, the reason I said accountable is because, and this is important for anyone to understand, there will be moments when things go smoothly, and there will be moments when they don't.
Right.
As much as you try to prevent it, it still happens every now and then. Now, when I mentioned earlier in those horror stories, one thing they all had in common was accountability. And to me, what that looks like is making things right when there's a hiccup or something goes wrong.
Sure.
I know a few of my own clients already can attest to that. But to be honest, I really don't need to do that very often. And no, that's not boasting. I believe it should be a standard across the board. So I don't consider that an extra service provided. To Blue Skies Renovations, that is just, well, one of our foundation blocks. Transparency ties in well with this, too.
See, I love that because anybody can give good customer service when everything goes well. It's how you handle, yes, how you handle things when they don't quite go well, or there's a little, like you said, a hiccup in the road. That really sets good customer service apart. So I love what you're building towards. You're doing great. And keep going.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Sure, I'd love to. So another foundation block for Blue Skies is the transparency block. And to us, that means explaining things as best as I can, providing as much details as I can, and imagery. Because not everyone can envision what a project's going to look like versus what they think is on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where a lot of trouble happens. What I'd like to do for people, for example, when they have a small project to do, is I'd like to figure out what their wishes are, and I'd like to take it a little further than that. I'd like to ask what their future project ideas are and the likelihood behind those ideas. Because sometimes the project they want done may conflict with the future project, and then when that project comes, I have to tear into the previous one that I've already did.
Oh, no.
Which essentially means doing it twice. Mm-hmm. So the reason I ask what future projects they have is because I want any of my clients to know that I look out for their dollar. I want to give them the opportunity and realize that they may end up paying for the same thing twice. Does that make sense?
You know, that makes fantastic sense. In fact, that's something that I've really never even thought about before. That is very thoughtful of you.
Thanks, Scott. I'd like to add to that, I already love being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And here's a news update. I do plan on, Blue Skies plans on being a member of the Builders Association of Northern Indiana in the near future.
Well, that's great. I know we love having you as a member. Like you said, you started in April of 2022. I know the Builders Association will love having you too. So how have things gone for Blue Skies so far since 22?
Well, Scott, that's a great question. It was a little nerve-wracking to start. Everyone starts their business every now and then.
Sure.
And I've served about 70 clients, and almost all of those are in Kosciuszko County area.
Oh, great.
We are licensed in Marshall County, mm-hmm. since it's not too far for Atwood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always striving to be better at what I do, mm-hmm. and provide for clients. I've served homeowners, realtors, landlords, subdivisions, business owners, and as well as other home builder companies. My wish is that I can reach even more people in the next year, in the year after that, and the year after that, and so on.
Man, that's great, Christian. I just know you personally. I know you're really a go-getter with a heart for the people. So if someone's listening and they need a project or a home build, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, that's a good question. I know there's a bit of a struggle when it comes to spelling out Blue Skies.
Mm-hmm.
But you can Google it, just mm-hmm. BLUESKIES.
Two words, right?
Two separate words.
Okay.
And then renovations.
Okay.
You can call, text us at 574-333-6297. And if I don't answer right away, please just leave a voicemail. I listen to them daily, sometimes more than once a day. Email us at blueskiesreno@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spell that one out too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all lowercase, BLUESKIESRENO@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, you can also look us up on Facebook as Blue Skies Renovations. And there, that's probably one of the best places to go. You can view photos of, you know, all my past work, most of my past work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me get this straight. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, they can Google Blue Skies Renovations, three words, BLUESKIES, renovations. They can call or text you at 574-333-6297. And your email is all lowercase, blueskiesreno@gmail.com. And if you forget any of that, listeners, you can call the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be happy to get you in touch with Christian. Well, Christian, thank you so much for not only providing a fantastic service to Kosciuszko County, but doing it with such a positive and thoughtful attitude.
Thanks, Scott. It's been great to be a part of the community, and I look forward to what it brings in the future.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.